USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I will be issuing an executive order to put this very plan into effect immediately.
President Trump wants to know how many people are living here legally in the U.S., and since he can't get the question on the 2020 census form, he's issuing an executive order.
I am hereby ordering every department and agency in the federal government to provide the Department of Commerce with all requested records regarding the number of citizens and non-citizens in our country.
Attorney General Bill Barr saying,
in my view, the government has ample justification to inquire about citizenship status on the census, and could plainly provide rationales for doing so that would satisfy the Supreme Court. Therefore, there is no question that a new decision to add the question would ultimately survive legal review.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Folks in New Orleans gearing up for the storm.
Intensity of the storm in terms of wind speed at landfall is not predicted now to be a hurricane, but it is predicted to be a tropical storm still.
Louisiana Governor Democrat John Bel Edwards warning people who live in his state about Tropical Storm Barry and the impact of all the rain.
Now, I say that because I want everyone to understand this was never going to be a wind event.
And the governor warning drivers, don't take your car out and get stuck in high water.
Do not drive, and I'm imploring motorists out there, do not drive through standing water. If you don't know for a fact that it's safe to do so, because many times it is deeper than you believe it to be, and there is a current associated with it, and it makes it very dangerous. That is how we've had the most fatalities over the last several years with these types of rain events.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Fewer Americans filing initial unemployment claims. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The experts were expecting the latest number to come in at about 225,000. In fact, the report from the Labor Department showed that approximately 209,000 American workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. And that's 13,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. The biggest increases in claims were in New Jersey, New York, and Michigan, biggest declines in Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and California.
USA News for your health. At least three people have died recently after plastic surgery procedures in the Dominican Republic. Now one American doctor warning patients traveling abroad to be cautious before getting any work done outside of the United States. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
A plastic surgeon is warning folks from traveling abroad for cosmetic surgeries following the death of a New York woman who sought a procedure in the Dominican Republic, marking the third such fatality in the Caribbean country in recent weeks. Dr. David Colangelo is a plastic surgeon, and he tells Fox News it's never a good idea to have plastic surgery done outside the United States.
In general, we don't recommend medical tourism. When you go to another country, you don't know who it is that's going to be performing your surgery. And I think it's become difficult enough here in the United States for patients to navigate who to go to. You know nothing about the credentialing and the qualifications of these people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.